I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Voters in Pueblo will decide the future of the area's libraries this November. The Pueblo City County Library District is asking for a continuation on a mill levy that's funded libraries in the area for 20 years. KRDO reports if voters turn it down, Pueblo could potentially see up to 2 of the 7 libraries close their doors, and hours could be reduced at multiple branches. Last year, the district served 1.8 million people and was named America's best public library. Final preparations for the Colorado State Fair are underway ahead of its opening next week. General Manager Scott Stoller says this year the fair tries to balance longstanding tradition with new acts and vendors.
Things that people are not talking about 30 years ago, those type of categories. So we're trying to reflect the community. That's the number one thing, is to try and showcase what Colorado is.
The entertainment lineup includes staples from rock, Tejano, and country music scenes. New contributions include a feature on tattoo art and a world slopper eating championship with cheeseburgers smothered in chili. The fair's Horsin' Around theme celebrates 150 years of horse events. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo opens next Friday, August 23rd, and runs through Labor Day. Travelers through Denver International Airport will have to deal with 5 to 6 more years of construction and renovation. The Gazette reports DIA recently terminated its contract with Great Hall Partners in the middle of the airport's major renovation. The termination will be effective in November. Airport officials say they hope to have a new contract in place by early next year. 91.5 KRCC News.